This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, welcome back. It's 7:23 is the time. I don't see Spike Eskett up there. Not yet. All right, let me do this first, show before I put him on, because it's very exciting Saturday night, Al. The Manning cast was in full bloom last night during the game with the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. And in the game, the Mannings were talking. Eli Manning had made a promise when he retired. Mm-hmm. He would not attend another Giants game.
Right. Yeah, but
now he's softening on it. Mm-hmm. I want you to hear this. And hopefully Spike is hearing it too. Because Spike, Al, this was WYSP. This was a music station. And Spike was the PD then too.
Right, right.
Program director. Here is what the Mannings were saying.
Are you going to Philly? Are you going to Philly next weekend?
I was trying to keep that quiet, but I said when I retired, I would never go back to a football game at Philly, but I think I had to break my promise. I think I have to go there. I can't wait to see the amount of double birds I get.
All right. The minute I heard that, Al, I heard of a famous song. Does anyone remember? See, this is the problem, Josie, with getting old.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember the rock group Three Dog Night?
I do.
Because they did a song, Joe.
Eli's coming. Eli's coming.
All right, Joe, play the. I want Josie to hear more of the song. Because, see, I want Spike to think we changed back to music.
Eli's coming.
Josie, tell me, you're in the car and this song comes on.
Don't even ask him.
Are you listening to this? Just listen. This is perfect for Saturday night. Listen to this here. Here comes the fast part.
God, this is awful.
No. It's wonderful. Eli's coming.
Eli's coming hot, your hot girl. Eli's coming hot, your hot girl.
You with me?
No.
I guarantee you they played this song on YSP.
I bet they did.
All right, let me.
What is it?
It's Three Dog. All right, hold on.
What's
ladies
YSP?
And gentlemen, the program director at WFAN and our former boss, the great Spike Eskin. Hi, Spike.
We did not play that song on WFAN.
All
right, Spike, you remember the song. Do you remember Three Dog Night?
I am aware of Three Dog Night. I don't remember the song. I mean, I wasn't at YSP in like the early 70s.
I was there
15 years ago.
See, this is the problem, Spike. This is why I'm retiring. Nobody knows my references anymore. I'm too damn old. All right, Spike, let's get to it. You have a very interesting dilemma. You are a lifelong Eagles fan. Your father's the iconic Howard Eskin. And now you run a station in New York. How are you able to root for the Eagles in such a game that would help your station?
It's complicated. I've been thinking about it a lot. I know this sounds impossible, but I am genuinely fine with whatever outcome happens on Saturday night. Like, I know it sounds like I'm a traitor or something, but we're the flagship station, the Giants. I work with the Giants. I've watched every Eagles game this year and every Giants game this year, and I am for the first time in my life with a sporting event. I know this sounds crazy, but I am truly conflicted on Saturday night.
All right, so you're not. Either way, you will be able to rationalize. Is that what you're saying, Spike?
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles part is pretty easy to rationalize, and the Giants part is pretty easy to rationalize, too. People have asked me, they're like, well, how could you possibly root for the Giants? And I'm like, well, I have a mortgage.
Hold on. I think I know. I think I can expose which way he's leaning. Spike, who's going to win the game?
I do believe the Giants are going to win.
That mortgage must be pretty big.
Jesse, do something.
You better get that mortgage paid off quick.
Oh, no. All right, Spike, let me hear your rationale here for how the Giants are going to beat the Eagles.
So, as I mentioned, I'm in an odd position in that I don't think I've watched every game of two teams before ever in my life and with football. So I've watched basically all of every Eagles game and all of every Giants game this year. And what I would tell you is this. The Giants team that the Eagles are facing on Saturday night is not the same Giants team that they saw 6 weeks or 8 weeks ago. They are not as talented as the Eagles. The Eagles are clearly more talented. The Eagles clearly had a better season. But the way that the Giants have evolved this year, and the way that they've been coached, and the way that you've seen the quarterback evolve, and the offensive line grow, and the wide receivers grow, is I just feel like things are clicking at the right time. Now, I don't think it's an easy pick, and I don't think there's a blowout, but I think if the Giants are able to get a turnover or two and play clean football, which they have generally this season, I think that they right now are playing better football than I've seen the Eagles play over the last month.
Wow. All right. How different is it at FAN when you have a winning football team like the Giants have become?
It's like night and day compared to last year. I mean, last year both football teams were dead in the first month of the season. And not only dead, but boring. And New York is such a heavy baseball town that I know it sounds crazy, but the football teams, when they're not good, can fade into the background. A month ago, we were talking about the Mets and the Yankees every day, all day. And that's even with a playoff football team and another team that almost made the playoffs. But the energy now, especially after winning the playoff game, after beating the Vikings, because I think the Giants were a nice story for people this year, but I don't think people actually believed. But I think they're in the position now where they believe that the team, they're not a Super Bowl team, but they can, I think people believe they can win on Saturday night.
Spike, we shared the greatest thing that ever happened in this city in sports, at least as I see it, when the Eagles won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What impact on our station, on WIP, did the Eagles winning the Super Bowl have?
I think it changed everything. I think it, at least for the evolution of the radio station, you know, at that point we were what, 2 years into DeCamera and Richie. We were 1 year into Ike and John, maybe probably even less than that. But I felt like the teamwork we had and with that new lineup and the energy we had, we were in a good position to take advantage of the Super Bowl win. And I think it just was the boost of energy we all needed to evolve. It was that game and that run and the time after it, it almost makes every other sporting event feel like dulled to me. I can't imagine anything else feeling the way that felt. And I think for WIP, especially at the time we were in, I thought it changed everything.
Spike, this is going to be real inside, but I think people would like to know the answer to this question. When you hired Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, did you think someday they could be the morning show here?
I mean, not specifically. I think I hired everyone when we were trying to build the radio station. The idea was, let's build a radio station. The idea of you leaving was terrifying at the time. And the idea was, why don't we build a radio station that at least theoretically could withstand that? And I knew that John and Joe were talented and hardworking and all of those things. But like Joe will tell you, Joe was like, that first meeting I had with those two guys, it was one of the most awkward meetings of my entire life. Joe thought he had made the worst decision of his life. John was busy drinking pitchers of Diet Coke for some reason at the dinner we were at. And it was a strange first year for them, but they grew and they worked hard. And I didn't hire them with the idea that they would be the morning show, but I'm not surprised that they will be.
Wow, it was an excellent hire. Les, I just got to ask this because Aria's been reported all day. It appears Joshua Harris is the leading candidate to own the Washington Commanders. Needless to say, you are highly involved in the Sixers. Spike, is Harris a good owner?
There are worse owners. There are better owners. I would say that, like, it is hilarious to think that one person would own the Sixers, the Devils, and the Commanders. Like, that is a person who does not understand Philadelphia particularly well. But I would say that Harris, to his credit for the Sixers, has been willing to spend money, has been willing to basically stay out of basketball operations. I think we have in Philadelphia, we've seen some pretty bad owners, and we've seen some, you know, we saw Norman Brayman, we saw Harold Katz, we've seen good owners like Jeffrey Lurie. I think that it's very easy to crush Josh Harris for the things that he does wrong, but I think there are plenty worse owners in the NBA than Josh Harris.
All right, Spike, here's all I want to say. You know I love you. I loved working with you. I respect you tremendously. I honestly believe you're rooting for the Giants on Saturday night. I really do. That's what Rhea, are you with me? I think Spike.
Yes.
I got a feeling you're rooting for them, but this could cause some friction at home with your father.
Oh, well, I haven't lived there in 30 years. So
no, but I think I'm sure you talk to him every day, Spike.
He is a team player for the Eagles. Less so for maybe WIP, but I saw him posting the stat about NFL teams who played on the road 3 straight weeks.
Right.
He didn't mention that the 2 of those games for the Giants are in Philadelphia, an hour away.
Yeah.
One of them, They didn't play their starters. So I'm not I hope it's making him feel better. I don't know if it has a factor of the game. Look, there are so many great people that work for the Eagles, and of course the players who have been involved with IP for so long, with Kelce and Brandon Graham and those folks. I would be thrilled if the Eagles won, but I wouldn't be particularly disappointed if the Giants won either.
All right, Spike, I hope you're talking baseball next week at WFAN. How's that? See, Spike, always great. Thank you, Spike. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Spike Askin with some interesting insights into what's going on. Al, there's not Rhea knows this stuff. Rhea's so smart at being able to tell where the affections are. Al, if it helps his station.
Yeah.
He just did a whole thing on how the impact it had what we want to hear, right?
Yeah.
He wants his station to succeed. If you got a Super Bowl, it's much better.
Probably, but it's hard to let go of. I mean, if you grew up here, fan.
I let go of the Giants. I moved here, I let go.
If the Sixers played the Knicks, I think it would be a different story.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I let go as well.
You did let go?
Yeah, excuse me.
Here we go.
It's a different thing, John. I have a doctor here who may want to check you.